to the third episode of Flags and Fouls. We have taken brief hiatus due to multiple things that I've dealt with, but we're back. We have the Kyrie Irving situation, John Gruden getting fired, the Deshaun Watson trade rumors, and then we will go into our NFL game picks and our first NBA game picks as the season started just a couple of days ago. I'm Nathan Bowles here with Sean Doherty, Jose Duran, and Omer Aloya. As usual, guys, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, boys. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Okay. We've just been doing game picks for a while. We did actually record a third episode, and long story short, I never got it edited. I got overloaded. I really screwed up my time management, and I wish more hours were added to the day. Let's just say that. And I apologize for that. We may release that episode at some point, but I mean, I'm not sure there's a point to, but we'll see. But I do want to talk about first the big situation in the NBA.
I didn't even say how my day was, bro. Fuck you.
You did. You said you were fine. And then you never started talking. And then
because you cut me off.
You have such a delay. Like, honestly,
you cut me off, motherfucker.
No, you have such a delay. It probably seemed like I cut you off, but I just thought you weren't talking.
Okay, I'm going to say, I tell y'all how my day was because Bulls don't give a fuck. My day was fine, bro.
No, I do care.
It was fun. But then I found out what degrees, my fucking class I'm going to be taking. My first semester in the actual university, bro, is going to be 18 more hours, bro. That's 18 more hours. I'm going to kill myself. I'm off myself.
Yeah, Jose, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to keep taking 15 hours, but I don't have to take more than 15 hours. I'm also glad that I don't have to take 15 because that sounds bad. And I was looking at like some of the names of the classes and they didn't look, I guess it's what you got to do for what you want to do. But like, I don't know. My classes seem more appealing the more I look at them, except for a few like, you know, media law and ethics and, you know, stuff like that. But like the rest of it's cool. Rest of it's chill. It's okay though. I'll only make like $20,000 once I start. So I'll pay for it in the long run. Anyway, though, let's get to some people that are going to make a bunch of money. Even while they're sitting on the bench.
Okay, so I listened to the whole segment that we did on this, and it ranges on the vaccine. And I'll let y'all know that right now, but I know people who haven't gotten it, and I generally know why. Some cases I understand and even agree with, but those are rare. I admit I have a hard time with this because I am not so quick to just say, oh, well, you're an idiot. Oh, well, you're just selfish or worthless. But it's hard for me to equate what I think with then what ends up happening. Yeah, I want to say that for at least for myself, I struggle with this and I don't want it to seem like I look down on people who don't get it. Here's the only thing I can say. The high majority of people in the hospital now for COVID are unvaccinated. The problems we have had with COVID since the vaccines are because of variants that have continued to mutate and have decreased the vaccine's effectiveness. Not enough to not get it, but that is the truth. And this could happen the longer people wait to get vaccinated. That's, I think, what it boils down to very simply. But anyway, we'll get back to it.
We're going to talk about Kyrie Irving and the situation with him, and we're going to talk about it here one time, and we're not going to talk about it again until something changes. Because as long as nothing changes, there's really nothing to talk about. There just isn't. But I do want to address it here. Kyrie Irving has decided not to get vaccinated, meaning that playing for the Brooklyn Nets, New York City has a mandate where if you're an indoor employee, you have to get vaccinated. That includes athletes that play on the New York City sports teams. So Kyrie Irving essentially cannot play at the Barclays Center. He could, if the Nets were to let him, play in any of the road games. But the Nets decided to release a statement seems to be the decision of general manager Sean Marks and the Nets owner, Joe Tsai, that the Nets are not going to let Kyrie Irving just play part-time. So essentially, Kyrie Irving has been set. And Kyrie will lose Kyrie will actually lose money for every home game he doesn't play. That has been baked into it. He still will make $17 million, which is about half his salary, but he will not make the other half. And so he's given up a lot of money to take this stance. He says he on IG Live, after a lot of reports came out, he finally decided to speak and said that in some ways he was trying to be, quote, a voice for the voiceless, end quote. And he was also trying to, in a way, make a stand for people who have lost their jobs due to vaccine mandates. Another notable person who has lost his job is Washington State head coach Nick Rolovich, who lost his job on Monday. That was after Kyrie said his piece. So what I want to ask you guys is, how do you think the situation is ultimately going to get resolved? Because there's a lot of options here. The Nets could trade him. Kyrie has pretty much said he's not going to retire. Pretty much said that on IG Live, but I mean, you never really know. There were reports that he would if he were to be traded. I don't believe those either, but we will see if that were to happen. Do you think he'll be traded? Do you think he'll get the vaccine? Do you think the mandate in New York City would change? Do you think the Nets maybe would later on take him as a part-time player? How do you think this situation is going to resolve itself?
I don't know. He'll probably get traded at some point. At some point, if there's not a foreseeable future of, which at this point there's not, for him to get vaccinated, and the mandate's not going to change anytime soon, in my opinion. And I think even if they have to maybe sell him for a lower price, they might go ahead and do that, especially if they start losing games and realize they need more pieces than KD and Harden.
That's kind of how I see it too. Like, I don't know. You know how Kyrie is. I don't know if he'll get the vaccine or not. I see it kind of like a 60-40% chance. If he doesn't, the mandate's not going anywhere. Just trade him or cut him. Like, Kyrie, you can definitely win a chip with just KD and Harden. Like, they're both, like, easily, like, top five players right now, currently. And, yeah, you can trade him for more, what's it called? For more pieces, or you can just cut him for more cap space and sign other people. And if he doesn't want to collaborate for, like, the team or help him build a championship, then I guess that's saying more on him, his part, with the commitment to the team. I don't know. I used to really like Kyrie a lot. I don't know. He seems to have like destroyed every organization or like made a big mess out of everyone he's gone. So if it keeps repeating, who's really at fault? Is it Kyrie or is it the organization?
I don't think Kyrie plays any of the game with the Nets unless he gets the vaccine. So I feel like unless he gets traded, but I'm pretty sure they'll just end up trading him for some pieces. Because the James Harden and KD are enough to win the chip. So I feel like they should trade him. That's what, because Kyrie is just, he really is a big piece. So just having him sitting there is just kind of a waste.
I agree with that. And I think the thing is, I slightly disagree. I agree more with Jose. They can win the chip with KD and Harden. And I think they showed that in the regular season. I think they showed that in the series against the Bucks, where Kevin Durant was able to put the team on his back. Not completely him, but definitely mostly him. And James Harden was out there, but he wasn't James Harden. I mean, he was only out there because they thought they were going to, I mean, it was elimination games, right? I mean, that was Harden, the only reason
they put Harden now as a scarecrow. So, he was just there to get attention and get open looks for other people. That's how he played, the Lees.
I mean, that Nets team that lost to the Bucks was not at the Nets big three. That was like 1.25 of the big three, essentially.
They almost won if KD's foot wasn't so big.
That's true.
Well, I mean, yeah, and that's a joke, but in the grand scheme of things, they did almost win, right? And the Bucks ended up winning the championship, and a lot of teams had injuries they had to deal with. We know the Suns, who made it to the finals, they lost Dario Saric, which ended up being bigger than you would think because they lost some of their size, and the Bucks were able to bully them. I mean, the Clippers could have probably beaten the Suns if Kawhi wasn't hurt. I mean, there's a lot of what ifs in those playoffs, so it's hard to break it down.
That's,
but
that's every when playoffs, you look at
this one more than usual. This one more than usual because of the amount of injuries that happened. and how condensed the season had to be, there were more what ifs than usual. It doesn't. I'm not saying this to deal Jim as a Bucks title, by the way. I'm not at all. What the Bucks did, they were the last team standing, man, and they finally, when they needed to be, they were smart. They used Giannis almost like a power forward, kind of a big man, and it worked beautifully. And he did what he was supposed to do. But when you're the Nets and you look back and you're like, man, what if Harden was healthy? Well, I mean, what if even Kyrie was healthy? If it was Kyrie and KD, I mean, you've got two dudes there. Yeah, that's a championship team. Even because they actually managed to build other pieces around it. So I think you have to trade him, but I think you can take a lower price, as Sean said, and do that. I just wonder how long you wait. And the other thing is, you know, Jose, you started to talk about it for a little bit. Like, you don't know how you feel about Kyrie Irving. How do you guys feel about it? Because this is not so simple as he's an anti-vaxxer. He said he's not an anti-vaxxer. He said he does not have a problem with people that got the vaccine at all. He said, to paraphrase, he said, do what's best for you. And I mean, he's done. You cannot wipe away what he has done for the community, what he's done for Black Lives Matter, what he's done for all these different really believes in. You can't take all of that away over a decision, no matter how stupid it is.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's taking those decisions away from him. Like, the way that people are criticizing him, they're not criticizing him about that. They're criticizing, like, the ones that I've seen, like Chuck or like Shaq, that I saw a lot yesterday, they were criticizing him about like his basketball decision when it comes to the vaccine. Like, yes, he's done a lot of good things for like communities and stuff. Yeah, he donated to George Floyd's family members for a house and stuff like that. Yeah, he has done a lot of good. But we're talking about basketball here. He needs to get vaccinated for his team, for his chances to win a title. And like, I don't really see his point either, because vaccinating, like going for the voice of the unknown, bro, we've been having vaccines forever for everything. I don't know. Like right now, I just feel like it's a political stance at this point, because it doesn't make sense. You were born, they shot you up with 8 vaccines. You needed to go to elementary, they shot you up with 4 more. Middle school, 2 more. High school, 3 more. College, 2 more. My boy, we'd be getting injected every single step of life. I don't know why it's a big ass deal now. And we get flu shots daily. I mean, not daily, yearly. So, the fuck?
You'd be getting flu shots daily?
I think that's a good point, but I mean, there are actually a lot of people who are critical of the flu vaccine, and that, but it's not covered as much because we have decided the flu vaccine is generally not as important, because frankly, the flu has not killed as many people as COVID-19 has in such a short amount of time. I mean, we already are over 700,000 deaths in the United States alone. So this does go into a lot of different conversations about, actually, one thing to keep this all in perspective, 96% of NBA players are vaccinated. Okay. I mean, this is like, if the world was 96% vaccinated, we would be celebrating in the streets, right? I mean, we would be absolutely enthused. I mean, we would be so enthusiastic. We'd be so happy. So you have to keep that in perspective.
Can I say something else?
There is another side of these people have access to top doctors, though.
If you sit your ass down while you're in the toilet, just looking through Facebook and Instagram and Google, that's not fucking research, bruh. Unless you're a scientist over there, like doing trials and stuff, you ain't doing research, bro. You're just trying to fit your narrative to continue with doing what you want to do.
I like what KD said about what Kyrie, he was like, how he wants, he imagines Kyrie like staying with the team and playing with him, but he thinks that idea is just like him like lying to himself. You know what I mean?
I think Kevin Durant in that case is, I think he's been trying to not alienate Kyrie, but also force him to get it in a way. I mean, not force him, but push him to do that. But I mean, you know, there's NBA players who, LeBron James, a notable one, who did get vaccinated, but never said he got vaccinated. When we media asked him early in the year, he did not answer whether he was. We understand now from reports that he was vaccinated, that he is vaccinated. But even a couple weeks ago at media availability, he pretty much said that you have to let people make their own decision. And I think that's the big thing we've got to look at here is, how do we want
But that's not the point of it. You don't get vaccines for yourself mostly. You get it for other people, especially the ones that are infectious like this. At that point, it's just selfish. If you're talking about like, meningitis, you get that vaccine for yourself. That shit will kill you. But like COVID and like shit like that, or like, you know what I mean? You get that for other people. Of course, for yourself too, but mostly for to protect other people. So at that point, it's just selfish.
Do you think that, I mean, and we can even talk about the do your own research part that just is really not, it's kind of disingenuous. Very few people do their own research. Very few people can do their own research. Everyone's got to trust somebody on some level. So that's a little disingenuous because it really tends to mean I'm going to find what supports what I think. But I think it also goes into a deeper thing of what we as humans do. And this is not, I mean, we think of this as some stupid thing, you know, like it's misinformation, it's Facebook, and it is. Facebook is responsible for a lot of this. But I think you also have another side of what humans do, which we think about the people close to us. We will ask someone who had COVID how they felt before we ask a doctor. Right? I mean, that's just how it is. We're going to ask our family and our friends about how they reacted to the vaccine before we ask doctors. Like, that's going to matter more to us. And that's how we all are. We're going to ask our friends that are like loosely connected to medical stuff about that situation, right? One last thing with regards to the vaccines and what Kyrie has done. Part of his stance is about people getting fired over vaccine mandates. How do you guys feel about mandates in general? Are the vaccine mandates a personal freedom issue? Is this an issue of no? You're cutting into my freedom. Like I shouldn't have to inject something into my body, or is this bigger than that? I mean, what is this?
I've kind of resolved myself to the thought that federal mandates for the general public should not be a thing ever. And mandate or executive orders like Abbott's to restrict businesses from allowing their employees or people to have to be vaccinated to be in the business, I don't agree with that either. I think businesses should have the choice of mandating for employees and customers. I think schools, individual schools and school districts should also have the choice, but I don't think there should be an overreaching federal mandate.
Anyone else got any thoughts on that?
I think they should. We've always had a vaccine mandate for a lot of stuff. We've always had some type of mandates, like we have to wear seatbelts. If not, we don't wear seatbelts, we would go flying out the fucking windshield. There needs to be some control at some point. If not, we'll just burn.
I think I kind of see your point of it being like it kind of takes away your rights, or like your freedom, for there being a mandate. Like if you're not really allowed to like work somewhere or something because you don't have a vaccine, you're not choosing to get. I think you should always have that choice. So I think kind of making it like a mandate, like a vaccine, is kind of taking it too far. But I don't know. It really is like that place, the business choice. So if they're choosing to force like their employees to get that vaccine, then I guess you can allow that because you have to do that to work there. So I guess that is like a requirement at that point.
It's kind of similar to the mask mandate.
Yeah.
Debates that we've had, you know, where, I mean, does necessarily the government have the right to do that? Maybe not, but a business should probably have the right to force customers to wear a mask, and schools should have that right. And you just don't see that anymore. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here with not only Kyrie Irving, but really the entire United States and the entire world, and how this situation will be looked upon really, I think, in 5 years. Because this pandemic will last for many more years. And the effects will be felt for decades, I think. I mean, there's just no way around it. I want to see how history looks back at this moment and looks back at this whole pandemic, especially as we go into the next pandemic, whatever that is, because it's coming. I think we will be in the age of pandemics. And
it's going to be interesting to see how much we do learn from it, how much we don't learn from it, and who learns from it and who doesn't. We will have to see. John Gruden will be our topic next. John Gruden, of course, fired. This is a Las Vegas Raiders head coach. We'll talk about that when we come back from a short break. Welcome back to the third episode of Flags and Fouls. We just talked about the Kyrie Irving situation. We even touched on what the Nets will probably do. I think they are a championship team. Some of us disagree with that. But in general, we talked about, you know, the vaccine and really how history will look back at this moment. Now we got to talk about John Gruden. Las Vegas Raiders head coach was fired after emails were leaked. First of a racist trope directed at NFLPA Executive Director Damora Smith. And the more emails were leaked with homophobic slurs, with insults towards Roger Goodell, with insults towards women becoming referees, misogynistic insults. And it basically seemed also criticized the NFL's concussion protocol. He criticized about as much as he possibly could. It was pretty sickening. And a lot of these emails were to Washington football team, the president of the Washington football team at the time, Bruce Allen. Allen had emails of his own, but there are other emails uncovered in this investigation that the New York Times and Yahoo Sports, they were able to find. Here's my take on Gruden. I want to know what y'all think. What Gruden said is unacceptable, and you know, people could say that, and I want to hear what y'all think. You know, well, he lost his job because of stuff people have said before, and they haven't lost their job. Well, yeah, maybe so. But this is a high-profile job. This is a high-visibility job. This is a job that only 32 people get at one time. An NFL head coach, you're a leader of men, right? And also, but I can say that and believe that and want him to be fired for it, even if he was an ESPN employee at the time. And also think that he was a scapegoat in some ways. I don't think the worst emails were what he sent. I have a hard time believing that. What happened in the Washington football team? We understand that there was sexual harassment of cheerleaders. We understand that the workplace was toxic based on the NFL investigation. But all the NFL did was release a punishment for the Washington football team back in July, never released any of the findings. Basically a $10 million fine, which for an NFL owner is nothing. And Dan Snyder's not really involved in day-to-day operations anymore. But I just don't. What do you think this says really about the NFL in general? And do you think this is emblematic of a much larger systemic problem in the National Football League, in executive power at the top, really? And there's so much more I get into that I will make sure to mention before we end this segment. But what do you think this says about how people in power really do think about others?
I mean, people in power have always been kind of corrupt, to be honest, and use power to their advantage. So that really isn't anything new. I don't know if that situation with Gruden can speak for the whole NFL. I don't know if it should stay in the whole league like that, but I think it shows a lot about the Washington football team and how that was what was happening there.
Here's where I'll disagree with you on that a little bit. Not even just the NFL, but maybe power structures in general. Maybe the top money makers in the entire country, in the entire world, how they think of other people. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a majority of people, but it can be a large enough minority that have these opinions. And it seems, you know, to me that when you have these, you know, it seemed weird, like, man, he was racist and he was homophobic and he was misogynistic and just a straight up asshole. I mean, it was just like, I mean, everything. But and that seems like, man, he wasn't even just one thing. I mean, he was everything. But like, is that really a surprising thing? Not, I mean, maybe for Gruden it was because he didn't show that. But like a person to be all of those things, is that really surprising? If you really think about the people that tend to be racist or homophobic, misogynistic, are people really just one? Something you got to think about.
Did you see they're going to take him off Madden?
He did get taken off of Madden. Madden scratched him from from everything he's done. And again, I'll go back to what I said about Gruden. I mean, yeah, what he said was wrong. I want him gone. I'm glad he's gone. And yet I think he's a scapegoat because there are allegations against the Washington football team that range, I mean, so wide ranging. You gotta understand that there's a handful of emails out of 650,000 emails that were collected in the Washington football team investigation. And it involved, and it resulted in the Las Vegas Raiders head coach getting fired. And that has a double purpose of, you know, I think it does stretch around the NFL, but I think also it's like, how did that get pulled off? I mean, really, I mean, there are a lot of people from Washington that were gone because of what's going on. But I mean, there was nothing released on the Washington football team investigation except for these emails. We don't really know anything. There are accusations in 2020 that Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team, instructed employees to make a lewd video of cheerleaders from a 2008 swimsuit calendar shoot. And lawsuits have alleged the video was distributed among team executives and resulted in an out-of-court settlement. That's an article from the New York Post. I mean, how many people are involved in this? And it seems like there's Adam Schefter, who sent an email to Bruce Allen, sent a whole article that he had written and called him Mr. Editor and asked if he needed to make any changes. Jeff Pasch, the lead NFL counsel, had emails going back and forth with Bruce Allen that were, I mean, he basically made a team fine disappear. He talked about other things. Let me pull that up too. I'm quoting Yahoo Sports here. May a nominal fine handed down to Allen's team for lying on the injury report disappear. Waved off the growing allegations of workplace toxicity in Washington, expressed anger over the NFL hiring a black woman to be a league lobbyist on Capitol Hill, and yucked it up over Allen trying to cut a player's salary. Pasch still has a job in the NFL, at least as far as we know. I mean, how many other people need to go? And what, I mean, the power structures need to change. This needs to be unacceptable. And how is an NFL player... Can you love the game? I mean, it's so hard as we love the game to love it, but also see how dirty the business side is, how absolutely disgusting it is. It's not just the fact that they'll cut you in 2 seconds if you get hurt. It ain't just sad anymore. They'll think of you as whatever you want. They think of you, I mean, they reduce you to your sexuality or your race. They reduce you to nothing.
That's why I'm kind of for like players moving and like doing what they want in free agency, and like say you want to go to whatever team, do whatever you want. I kind of agree with players doing that because it really is a business at the end of the day, and the team will trade you real quick or like you know as you say if you got injured they'll cut you. So once you really have you kind of worked for the opportunity to be in that position in free agency. So once players like actually move their teams, and like are really loyal to the team that drafted them, even if sometimes they just kind of have to stay. But like if say they wanted to, I'll kind of agree with them there because at the end of the day it's what they wanted.
And also now you think, well, how does my coach really feel about me, right? How does the front office really think of me? This is personal now. I mean, how do people this goes into how do people talk? Maybe are you nice to my face and then you talk behind my back, like not just about how much of a bad person I am, but you reduce me to stereotypes. The NFLPA has asked the NFL to release all of the emails from the Washington football team investigation. Do you think that is necessary?
Yes, they should. Like, because like you said, like, you just be using Gruden like as a scapegoat. Just like, let him take all the blame while we all just be chilling, bro. No, just expose everything. If you're gonna release part of it, let it rain, bro. It rains. It pours.
I don't know, because it's a private business entity, and it's hard for me to look at it compared to other businesses, and I'm like, what is the solution? It's like the power structure is not any different from any other capitalistic business. So, I think they should release it. I don't think they will.
It's just interesting to me that I think for the NFL to not release it, there has to be something so damaging to their reputation that they would rather it not be released rather than be transparent. The cloud and the criticism that they get from not being transparent must be better than what is really in those emails and what it reveals about the powers that be that run the National Football League. And probably, I mean, we got to realize Gruden was an ESPN employee at the time. There are other emails apparently from ESPN employees. Adam Schefter, one of them. Jeff Pasch, the NFL League Council, was involved in some of these. I mean, how many people are involved? How many people does this hurt? And at that point, it must be pretty bad, I think, for them not to release it. I think it would stain the league more to release these emails rather than just look shady. Because ultimately, people will show up on Sundays and they'll watch the games and they'll forget all about it. Because that's how we are,
people
right?
People don't care. Like,
we don't watch them.
Can't be worse than so-and-so. So I'm going to continue watching.
Well, it's also a trap, you know? I mean, yeah, but I want to watch my football game. My Texans, I want to watch my Cowboys.
Like, people,
the boys are doing good this year, you know? I mean,
you know, people will consider from a perspective of like things like the Washington football team name changing, you have people that are outraged, but 95, maybe even higher, are still going to come and watch the NFL every Sunday, like you said.
Sure.
It's kind of, I feel like this is a similar situation in a much worse context, but it's going to result in the same. It's just going to have the same result.
Well, you know, with that, the name change, it wasn't all the pressure from Native American groups over the years. It was finally when FedEx said, we're not going to sponsor you anymore. Your money's gone if you don't change the name. Oh, okay. We'll change it. That's all it is. And maybe, I mean, you can say the ends justify the means, maybe, but man, if those are the means we're having to use to get there, we really got to look at the system here. Even if it worked out for good, which I think it did, it's a little scary that businesses have that power. That should terrify you, even if it's used for good. We'll take another short break. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson, trade rumors flying around about Watson possibly going to the Dolphins, maybe even the Eagles. We'll talk about that in a little bit. All right, back to the third episode of Flags and Fouls. Now we got Deshaun Watson. It's just a tough episode today. Didn't really think we were going to talk about him until not just about a few hours really before we got on to record this. And John McClain from the Houston Chronicle says that a trade sending Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins could be finalized as soon as this week. I mean, and I think we all understand the Watson situation now. 22 civil lawsuits against him, ranging from sexual misconduct to sexual assault. Very graphic details of many of them. We'll put the summary of the lawsuits from ESPN, put that in the bio, or excuse me, in the description. We'll also put the stories that report of this trade. Last month, Jay Glazer reported that the Texans wanted 3 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks. Early on, it was like, okay, we want picks, we want starters, we want all kinds of stuff. And the Texans have elected not to play Watson. Even as Tyrod Taylor got hurt, they decided to start their rookie Davis Mills that they drafted third round. Watson has been a healthy scratch every single game. But the Dolphins are desperate now. They're 1-5. Tua Tagovailoa he's really been injured. Hasn't played great when he's been on the field, but he's also been hurt. Jacoby Brissett hadn't played well. The Dolphins, a team that we thought would be on the rise, has looked lackluster. Has looked bad.
Bro, they lost to the Jaguars. Their first loss.
Speaking of which, Urban Meyer, all of this stuff has just distracted from Urban Meyer. Like, we're just not even talking about all of that situation. But I guess
That's how we work, right?
Bro, why are you talking shit about Urban Meyer, bro? Urban Meyer says the only dude to go undefeated outside the U.S. Let him talk his shit.
Yeah, well, I also think you should fly back with your team. I think you should be a little more truthful with your team. And I think that maybe you shouldn't be so shady your entire career. And if you've got a problem where it hurts you to coach, then stop coaching. I mean, man, like, I feel bad for the dude. But anyway, he got a win. But yes, the Jaguars win was over the Dolphins in London. Dolphins down 1-5.
We all picked the fucking Dolphins to win too, bro.
Yeah, that was rough. I mean, how Watson has not been put on the commissioner's exempt list. We've seen people be put on the exempt list for much less and then get suspended. I mean, like, basically, they're just suspended for a long amount of time because of that. So, I mean, what's going to happen here? I mean, if he gets traded, is he going to be able to play immediately? Is the NFL finally going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list? I mean,
I hope so.
What's going to happen here? I mean, I don't really get how this situation can just be resolved. All the legal stuff really won't happen until next year. So legally, nothing's going to happen to Watson until then. But I mean, to me, the NFL, I don't get what they're doing here. What do you guys think?
Imagine being such a bad quarterback that your franchise wants to trade you for a dude with 22 sexual assault lawsuits.
I know you got that off a meme, but it's true. It is true.
That hey, is boss, I don't know.
Like, aren't you always like backing up Tua? What if the Dolphins give you Tua? Would you be happy as a Texans fan if you got Tua?
I mean, no, I've been bagging up Tua because I'm not going to ride off the dude after a year. That's stupid. I really don't even like riding off a dude after two. I mean, come on. We've seen QBs like develop. Like, you got to give these dudes time. I think that's absurd to not give him time.
I mean, I feel but you.
What I will say is he has not played well.
The Dolphins probably
but like what? I mean, do you just let the media and memes tell you what to think or what? I mean, come on, like everyone wants to trade him, like we just do it or what?
I've seen his game. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I just expected more from Tua. But he has been hurt a lot.
We all did. We all expected more, but like it's a year. Come on, like, you know, it's 1 year.
I think the Dolphins know they're a good team, and I know if they got Deshaun Watson right now, they'd be an even better team. So they probably don't want to wait for Tua to develop and become a good quarterback when they know they can trade for Deshaun Watson, who has proven he's a good quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, even
with the Watson situation, though, I mean, and yeah, I mean, as whatever meme Jose you said, yeah, imagine being so bad that your team's gonna trade you for a dude with 22 lawsuits against you. And I mean, how do you feel? I mean, the Dolphins have people inside the league, right? I mean, they've got to have contacts. I mean, how do they feel comfortable making this trade? If they want to make this trade, assuming this is really what's going to happen.
Maybe they just know he's not going to get put on the commissioner's exempt list. And they're like, oh, screw it. Worst things have happened. Let's just play him. What's going to happen? People going to stop watching? No. If anything, they'll get more viewers.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like an R. Kelly effect where all of his music sales went up, which actually is not a bad thing. I want to tell you something interesting. I learned the R. Kelly music sales, all those are pretty much actually going to go to victims of his. And that's great. So like, hey, man, stream that stuff. But the problem is, I don't think people know that. So it kind of makes you wonder about like the intent. And I say that as an interesting fact, but also as a point of yes. People are still going to keep watching. People might watch more, as Sean said. You're right. So
like the only risk is what you said about the lawsuits, how they're not going to be resolved until next year.
Right.
It's like their biggest concern, I guess.
No, it's by far the biggest concern, which is both not a concern because maybe he won't be on the exempt list. Maybe he'll get to play the rest of the season and then, you know, you can figure out something next year. I don't know. I mean, but then, yeah, I mean, when you get to next year, it's kind of like kicking the can down the road. Like the consequences are going to come at some point, or at least we think. Right. I mean, the consequences are going to come from this.
Because I just have a hard time believing this is a conspiracy. So what do you think is ultimately going to happen with... How about let's frame it like this. What do you think is ultimately going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Like, all said and done. Maybe this year he plays, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he plays next year. But like,
one day.
The final say on Deshaun Watson, when do you think... Like, how do you think this situation is going to be resolved?
He'll probably get like a suspension. And then I don't know how many games. We should probably suspend a good number of games just so they can like discipline him somehow. And then he'll probably play for a different team.
That's what I think. I think he'll get suspended next year if the lawsuits have consequences and they act on those lawsuits. Like the NFL acts on the results of the lawsuits. Then, like Homero said, they'll probably suspend him and then he'll co-play again. I don't think they'll ban him from the league.
Jose, what do you think?
I think they're just probably going to forget about it unless the lawsuits, like Sean said, like they actually like end up like being bad, like ruling bad. Then they'll like suspend them. But I don't think they're like if they haven't done anything at this point and the trade rumors have been flying around, I don't expect anything else to change if the trade gets done.
Yeah, like if they were going to ban him, they would have done it by now.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, yeah, like if this would have, because this happened like literally like 2 months after the season, not until the season was over. Like, if it would have happened closer to the start of the season, you know, shit would have gone down.
True. That's true because they wouldn't have been able to avoid it. Since you've got time now, since you apparently have other scandals going around, you just have other news and just other news in general, then yeah, I mean, it can get buried. I mean, I didn't really think about Deshaun Watson, I admit. I had kind of forgotten for a second.
And you know, COVID and all the politics that are happening now probably also covers it up.
No, the overshadowing of that. And it's just interesting. And I kind of want to end everything that we've talked about here with this, because there's so many stories we could go into. There's the case of, you know, Sean and I are tennis fans. There's a case of Alexander Zverev. Right. And the ATP is finally launching an investigation into that. Finally. Which I think is necessary because some of that stuff was alleged to be at tournament hotels. And they're like, oh, we can't do anything. Oh, yeah, you can. You can investigate it. Maybe they seem to try to be taking steps at least. We'll see what actually happens. Nicholas Basilashvili, who made the final of Indian Wells, kind of a freak run there. He has accusations against him in his home country of Georgia. I mean, there's so many cases. There's a Larry Nassar situation that thought was resolved years ago. And now we figure out that the FBI sat on information basically because the Olympics were coming up. That's long story short. That's disturbing. We have to, and it's difficult, but it becomes more difficult to enjoy sports once you realize the powers and the things that have to happen to make sports happen and to make sports what they are today. And that's terrifying. But we watch and we talk about it and we make money off it. And that's what I'll do. I'll be in that industry.
We don't make money.
Someone said like the NFL and the NBA are like one of the most like the best like reality TV shows.
Oh God, man. I mean, it's beyond that. I mean, it's crazy. Some of the stuff you just can't write because it's just so stupid.
And it's just funny to me because it's like this, and don't by any means think that I'm saying this is right, but it's like, man, this happens in every company and we just never know.
True. Does that.
It's only the fact that it's in the limelight. Not a good thing. It's like a depressing fact is what I'm trying to point out.
Right. And it's funny. I mean, you know, they are in the limelight, but yeah, what about the stuff that's not in the limelight? And arguably because they are bigger, even though they get more attention, they kind of get away with it more.
And they could destroy something. Everything.
They could.
Like the only thing that would stop them would be lawsuits.
Right. And I mean, at some point people may stop watching, but I don't know. It takes a lot. It takes something's got to hit people in the gut. And
Unfortunately, I don't know that it has for certain situations. I mean, if Watson plays, I just don't know that I can watch.
I don't think anyone's going to stop except for like a small minority.
But I mean, yeah, and there's players in the league that we watch and they've done things and kind of scurried away with it. And, you know, we watch them. So that's where we're at. And you know what? It's a sad situation, but
kicking a woman on the floor, and he's like one of the best, and now he's a part of like the best running back duo in the NFL.
Right. That's true. No, that's true. And you know what? We're going to make NFL game picks and NBA game picks.
Yeah.
And hopefully the league will be pushed in a way to where it can survive without these very disturbing things.
What happened?
Hopefully we can push it to that while still enjoying the product we have on the field. We'll pick 5 NFL games, 5 NBA games. Actually, excuse me, we're going to pick 6 NFL games. We had to double up on one of them. We were really feeling it. One of them's even got, I mean, multiple of those games have dudes who've been accused of domestic violence. But you know what? I guess we just have to deal with it, right? I guess that's where we are. Anyway, when we come back, 3rd episode of Flags and Fouls, NFL and NBA game picks.
Okay, wait, hold up. Monday is Hawks and Saints.
Yeah? So what the f*** does your emoji mean?
What the f*** is Santa Claus, motherfucker? He's a saint.
Why did you just send the logo?
Bro, that's too much, bro. That's too much.
That's Saint too Nicholas, far, bro.
Really, Saint Nick, really? You had to make me... Okay, that's actually not that bad, but okay. Okay, so I guess you know what Jose's are, because, like, I can't... I'm not going to try to...
I'll send my game picks. I don't think they'll change their opinion. I think they're funny.
Jose, why did you send 6 NBA game picks? There's only 5, bro.
We're doing six.
For NBA?
Oh, NBA?
That's 5, bro. So what's the extra deal?
Okay. Hold on, that's a mistake. I'll send it to the group chat. You'll see the difference.
Well, unfortunately, haven't got game picks done just yet. They are on the website, though. Just log on there. We will have us talking about them by Friday morning. And that's all we got. Those will be our first NBA game picks. Everything will be on lead3pods.com. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter at Flags and Fouls. Follow us on Instagram at Flags and Fouls as well. TikTok will get set up shortly once I actually have time. Time is a precious thing, my children. Please don't ever take it for granted. It just flies from me. And then you have lost episodes. And then you basically waste all your friends' time. It's a crazy thing what happens. Procrastination's horrible too. And also don't become one of the people that we have criticized. Don't become someone in power and then use your power for bad. And don't just become a misogynistic, racist, and homophobic, transphobic, everything you can offend. It's very bad. This is going to be the end of episode 3 of Flags and Fouls. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, I don't give a damn. Just subscribe. Tell all your friends. Tell all your neighbors. We'll try to get more stuff going next week. We'll try to talk about some actual games, all right? We ain't talking about Kyrie until that situation changes because there's nothing to talk about. Ben Simmons is another funny one. I want to mention him. I don't know what that man's doing. We'll talk about that when that changes. I don't know what's going on with that man. He'll figure it out. Or he won't. Or we might even talk about what's actually going on. The Cardinals are still undefeated. Do they stay undefeated? That's the funny part. It's like nobody cares. Actually, a lot of people care.
Yeah, I was about to say I love it.
Kyler Murray,
I mean, they're gonna go undefeated.
Same with Canada. Lamar Jackson's doing better than you.
I said the Cards are gonna go undefeated until they go against the Cowboys, boy.
Anybody care that Lamar Jackson is playing like an MVP? Putting the team on his back? He got no running backs anymore? Nobody cares, exactly. I know Jose done. What are we even doing in the NBA? We going to talk about how them old man Lakers are doing? They got to win a game at some point, right? Yeah, Breeze is over. Hey, Russ, you got to do something, bro. He'll figure it out. Well, they should have traded for Buddy Hield.
No.
That's all we got, boys. Fantasy leagues are starting. Brit's late.
We're out, boys.